RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
What's up, Richmond? Tuesday morning, MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. We got a lot to get to today. We'll talk Commanders football as we do. Craig Hoffman joins the program at 11 a.m. My conversation with John Reed yesterday on 1140 WRVA. We're going to replay that at 11:30. I'm going to talk about the Richmonder for a few because I never do that around here. I've mentioned it a small number of times, but a lot of people asked a lot of questions yesterday as it launched, which is normal to have questions when there's a new thing in your email box. So I'll share a little bit about that. We'll have fun at 11:45, and this is what's important today: New York Yankees media beefs. That's plural, which is probably a little more plural than it should be. Yeah, it's like that. Lou DiBella is not the only guy in the boxing world. Yankees media throwing down on each other in recent days. Yankees with a big win last night. We'll update the MLB picture that will be in 45 minutes. In 30 minutes, college football. Virginia Tech going on its revenge tour this weekend, and some bad news for Old Dominion ahead of that game. NFL. In about 10 minutes, Aaron Rodgers back. San Francisco wins on Monday Night Football. Tyreek Hill on CNN last night. I go back to yesterday's comment. We had two world-class athletes arrested by police ahead of important sporting events this year. It doesn't happen for years, and then, boom, two in 1 year. It's a wild time to be in the world of sports. Another Deshaun Watson lawsuit. If we had a nickel for every Deshaun Watson lawsuit, we'd have a lot of nickels. We probably wouldn't need to do this radio show. Malik Willis of Liberty will start for the Packers this weekend. I think there's only one place we can actually start, though. Last night, I was invited, and we had Laura on the show yesterday to get us ready for this. Laura, like, she's in San Odyssey. You can join the sales team, odyssey.com, the careers page. That's something you can do if you want to come work here and be part of things like this. Laura said, I'm putting together like a happy hour event thing. Would you like to come? Sure, of course. I like hanging out with people.
Can't say no to that.
And she said, all right, it's AR Workshop in Mechanicsville. So it's, you know, the places where like you drink wine and you paint.
Yeah,
it's like that, but with crafting and you know working with your hands kinds of projects.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm still in. Apparently, though, on that, all of the other guys in Odyssey bailed. I was the only one brave
enough. Too scared.
Too scared. That's correct. Mm-hmm. It was then rebranded Chunky Blanket Night, because we were going to go make chunky blankets at the AR Workshop in Mechanicsville. Here's what happened. Because their thing is, we can teach anybody to do this. So obviously, I am the test case on can we teach anybody to do this. And the answer is yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they can teach anybody to do this.
I'm pretty impressed by your blanket.
I've got the blanket right here. So I didn't realize this was going to... I mean, this is huge.
Yeah, it's chunky. The yarn is very chunky.
The yarn's chunky. The size is chunky. Mm-hmm. You could put this on your bed. It's It's a big size. We got after it at the AR workshop in Mechanicsville last night. It was BYOB, and so I did.
Good. That's definitely a needed part of this experience.
Obviously. But the first, like, I got there, there were like five or six people there, none of whom had brought the bee. I'm like, no, really? Is that how we're doing this? But then the next four people were from upstairs. So I ought to see here, the downstairs is sales, the upstairs is the talent, as they say. Lily, Liz, Binky, they all showed up.
Good.
Fully boost. Fully boost. So we were good at
good,
that
okay.
juncture.
Interesting. An interesting split there.
So I went with the fan colors here because we keep our studio chilled to 50 degrees at all times.
It's very cold.
Yeah. And it was fun. You can't, they'll teach anybody to do it. Anybody can do it, it turns out. The lady who's running it, she was great. She said, I can fix any mistakes you make.
Oh.
Like, all right, bet, you know.
Challenge accepted.
I made a number of mistakes, and she's like, I'll get it at the end. Don't worry about it.
Oh.
I'm like, how's this going to work? She, like, cuts out some of the thread and just, like, redoes it, like, right there on the spot. So at the end, like, you walk away, and it's like, wow, MP, like, did really well. But actually, it's just a little bit of... little bit of magic.
A little bit of sprucing up.
A little bit of sprucing up.
Okay.
So that was Chunky Blanket Night.
Very nice. We got a picture on the Instagram.
Good. Me and the rest of the Odyssey crew.
Showing off your blankets. Everybody made a nice blanket.
I was the token male.
You were.
I didn't realize how like big and nice this thing was going to be. The salespeople got there first, and they all picked like, you know, very muted...
Well, we talked to Laura about her colors.
Oh, they spent months thinking about their colors. Mm-hmm. There weren't enough of those colors, though.
No.
So for the second wave of people, you could see Liz picked like a black and gold. Like,
classic.
But those were everybody wanted like the muted fall, you know, very Instagrammable colors. I went with the black and red for the fan.
Which I appreciate.
Because I ride for the fan. But everybody else had very intense goals and was disappointed by not getting it. I think Binky had to like work some of the red into hers as well, which was not the game plan coming in.
Not the original pattern there. Oh,
that's the Chunky Blanket Night recap. It's also fun, like I'm new to Radio World. This was the one year anniversary of the show this week.
Happy 1 year.
Thank you. And talking like everybody's got radio names. AWOD's got a radio name.
Yep.
I kind of have a radio name, MP. But it's weird. Like, everybody refers to each other by their radio names, which I'm still not fully used to.
Yeah.
Because my wife's like, how was it? Binky was there. And it's like, yeah, I'm a normal 39-year-old who hangs out with his friends, you know, Binky and AWOD.
You know.
You know, as people do.
Making blankets.
That's Radio World. I'm a radio guy now. That's how it goes.
That's how it goes.
We'll get into sports as we do on this program. Daniel Jones hasn't thrown a touchdown in his last five starts. He's hanging on by a thread for his job here. And it's time for the Commander's secondary to step up. I would guess the touchdown streak ends Sunday at Northwest Field, the former Commanders Field, the former FedEx Field, home of the Commanders, the former Washington football team, the former Washington Redskins. I would guess Daniel Jones will take care of business in his start. I am hopeful the Commanders secondary can hold this guy in check long enough to let Jaden Daniels win the game. Those are issues. That's what's going on in Commanders land. Is you got to turn the page quickly. You heard Jonathan Allen on the Junkies, right? Is, you know, they didn't feel they were too far off. I'm not sure I completely agree with that. But when you play against Tampa, good receivers, good quarterback, you know, cohesion, that was a team that was largely together last year. You expect them to play well. This sets the floor. If that was the ceiling is good teams are going to score points on this defense. And that's not going to change this year. It's not going to change as the season goes along. good teams are going to score points against these guys. We got to set the floor, though. The floor is, what are you going to do against Daniel Jones? That's the floor. And that's what we got to talk about today. We got to get into this Aaron Rodgers thing, too. Since we're already way off the rails in this opening segment, I want to bang the conspiracy corner sounder real quick, too, because I love this story. It's got it all.
What's going on here?
Conspiracy theories.
A lot of conspiracy theories out there.
I don't know.
You don't know who you're messing with.
So let's get to it.
From our friends at Politico. Convicted fraudsters launch AI lobbying firm using fake names. This story's truly got it all. Daniel Lippman wrote this. A Washington startup pitched as a service to integrate artificial intelligence into lobbying is covertly run by a pair of well-known far-right conspiracy theorists and convicted felons. One, if something's got AI attached to it, it's a scam. Run yes. away. That's the warning sign.
I thought we learned from the Wonka experience.
Blatant money grab, right? The new iPhone's got AI. They're just trying to separate you from your money. It's just the old iPhone, but they slapped an AI sticker on it. That's it. That's all AI is. Jacob Wool and Jack Berkman were convicted of felony telecom fraud in 2022 after a robocall campaign telling black people in several states not to vote by mail. We're fined $5 million for this. That's all right. They're on the comeback trail. That's not the best part. Several of the employees only recently learned about their true identities. They grew skeptical when the two failed to make any public appearances, accidentally referred to each other by their real names.
No!
And they Google searched and found these criminals who looked exactly like
no!
them. And all yet... Right. They continued working there for some. There were warning signs along the way, is
Those
what I'm thinking.
Big flashing warning signs. People are standing in the road telling you to please leave, get off the bus here.
What a weird coincidence. This guy looks exactly like this convicted fraudster and refers to his buddy by the same name as the convicted fraudster, but he told me his name was a different name, so
I'm just going to go along with it.
I'm sure this is all fine.
Yeah.
AI's the biggest.
Jay and Bill are their fake names.
AI's the biggest scam we got going. I'll die on that hill. There's no that, like, all AI does is like produce crappy fourth grade level work for people who are too lazy to produce their own crappy fourth grade level work.
You're gonna be really mad when they introduce AI into instant replay. It's coming, MP. It's coming.
NFL AI. We haven't angered MP enough. We need to do it. They did a good replay in the game last night again.
Oh,
they did it.
Good.
They radioed in, ref in the earpiece, corrected it right away, kept the game moving. If you keep the game moving, I'm much less mad about replay. You stop the game for 2 minutes, I'm mad about the replay no matter how right you get the call. They kept the game moving. We're working towards it, maybe. Maybe I'm softening in my old age. And the blanket made me soft. Chunky blanket night has made me soft. I'm softening on instant replay.
Unexpected consequence.
Niners didn't have Christian McCaffrey last night because they didn't need Christian McCaffrey last night. Ran all over the Jets. We'll talk about what we learned from week one of the NFL season. And Malik Willis, former Liberty star, under center for the Packers this week, most likely. You're listening to MP on the Mic. This is 910 The Fan.
New 910 The Fan CBS 6 high school football poll is out from our friends Gary Hess, Coach Chris, Lane Casadante, all that crew.
Dinwiddie, your new number one in the high school football poll. This was not a given. Highland Springs lost last week to Phoebus, who is a defending state champ from down in Tidewater. I was curious if the voters would punish them for that or not. 9 first-place votes for Dinwiddie, 6 for Highland Springs, 5 for Thomasdale, who looked really sharp in the Battle of Chester. Last say, yeah, I'm going to... One more day of Towton Battle of Chester. That's a split vote there at the top, and I don't know that we'll resolve that anytime soon, because Dinwiddie... Has been cruising. Harry Dalton's going to USC after his senior season down there. They're going to be a ton of fun to watch this year. Highland Springs gets the chance at redemption this week. They're playing Maury, an even better Tidewater State champ than Phoebus, Class 5, not Class 4. They are challenging themselves. If they win that, I don't know, maybe they jump back up.
course, we'll wait and see what Thomasdale does as well. Rest of the top 10, Matoaka at 4, Verina 5, Trinity 6, Huguenot 7. LC Bird, 8, stays in the top 10 after their Battle of Chester loss. Glen Allen, 9. Benedictine, 10. Trinity and Benedictine, you assume, are on the collision course to the private school, VISAA, state title game. Baseball last night, the Braves have been knocked down to 3rd in the NL East. The Mets taking care of business. Don't look now. New York Mets are 2nd in the NL East. And rolling towards playoff position after that slow start to the season. And the Red Sox, don't count them out yet, 12-3 win over the Orioles. Orioles need to grab one or two here against the Red Sox over the next couple days. Just a little bit of insurance, not much season left. We're flying towards the postseason in October, of course. But it would be nice to have the insurance. Don't want to be sweating it in the final weeks of the season. Looks like the Yankees are on track to win that division, get the playoff bye, if they can hold off Cleveland atop the AL standings. College football, two games this weekend I want to take on. Virginia Tech returns to the scene of the crime. They're facing Old Dominion. This is a game that has been an issue for them, to put it mildly, when they travel down to Norfolk, and thus we start Virginia Tech's three-week, three-game revenge tour.
Good heavens. He's still trying to win.
You gotta get angry. You gotta get mean. That's the only way you can play.
Your skills will be put to the test.
Two games in Norfolk. Two Old Dominion wins. That's what Virginia Tech's up against this weekend when they travel down there for a third time. First off, credit where credit's due. I love that they're still playing this series because these are the games people want. They want in-state games. They want Virginia Tech against ODU. The fans down there, you remember back in the Michael Vick days, the 757 loved Virginia Tech football. They rode hard for Virginia Tech football. That's a lot of why Old Dominion started a football team. They sensed a market, an opportunity, started a team. Their fan support has been fantastic. That's going to be a great game, great atmosphere down there on Saturday, as it always is. Here's the bad news. Old Dominion, their quarterback, Grant Wilson, he's back from last year, has put up two quality starts against two quality teams. They came this close to beating South Carolina down there. The Fight and Shane Beamers were on the ropes for a while. And then East Carolina edged them on Saturday. Another pretty good team just outside the Power Five. Grant Wilson, their quarterback, came up limping on the final play of that loss to East Carolina. Yesterday, Coach Ricky Raines says, there will be no updates this week. I will not tell you how he's doing, and I will not tell you if he's going to play on Saturday. Okay, sorry we asked. That's traditionally not a great sign for quarterback availability. We're not going to talk about it move. We'll see if Grant Wilson comes out or not. They've got a redshirt freshman who would come in if they need him to. Hasn't had to play any snaps this year so far. But that's certainly a bad sign for Old Dominion. Their quarterback health in question entering a big game as Virginia Tech tries to seize on their momentum. Slow start again last week. They finished the job, though, picked it up in the second half. They're going to need to start quicker this week, presumably, against an ODU team that's had a feisty defense so far this year and has played well against two Power Conference teams. See if Tech can do it. If they do, it'll set them up, go back home, play Rutgers, third leg of the three-leg revenge tour. If they can go 3-0, you're 3-1, you got everything in front of you still going into ACC season. But I think they lost their margin for error when they lost the first half and then lost in overtime out there in Nashville in the opener. UVA Maryland's the other game. That's a revenge game, too. UVA had it against Maryland last year, squandered it in the fourth quarter. That was Anthony Calandria's first game. He looked great in that game, gave them the spark. They weren't able to hang on late. They did the opposite last week, came back late, beat Wake Forest. So you love to see that, a team that can finish, unlike where they were struggling in non-conference play last year. Maryland has its own situation. They blew a late lead last week against Michigan State. Maryland had the wild offseason story. Tua Tagovailoa's brother, Talia, was the quarterback at Maryland last year. Reportedly, and there's Armin Katayan, who did like CBS reporting forever, did a whole book on NIL, and this is like one of the centerpieces of the book. Apparently, according to Armin Katayan, Talia Tagovailoa is Tua's brother, who's Maryland's quarterback. They made a bowl game last year. He went to the coach and said, I'm not playing in the bowl game unless you can come up with, reportedly, tens of thousands of dollars extra in NIL money. I don't play for free. This wasn't part of the deal. So there was a falling out there. So they've reloaded. Coach Loxley apparently soured by the entire experience, the whole NIL thing of we've got one more game. Like, yeah, when am I going to get paid to play in it? So that whole season went off the rails. They've reloaded. Their defense has been weak. So I'm excited to see the Anthony Calandria train roll on this week in Charlottesville. 8 o'clock kickoff out there. I'll be out there Saturday night. I did not think logistics through. That is a thing that happens to me sometimes. It's funny because every time I'm on Grant and Danny, I'm often clowning Grant for his inability to think out logistics. I'm in the GP space here. I'm in Charlottesville Saturday night, 8 o'clock kickoff. I'm in Landover Sunday, 1 o'clock kickoff, Skins Giants. Those two, the connections don't work. You can't really drive from Charlottesville to Landover. That doesn't work. But if I come home, like I'm just grabbing a nap and then driving back up to Landover, I put myself in a spot. We'll figure it out. These are good problems to have, having to attend two football games on two consecutive days. Both games I'm excited about. UVA chance to go 3-0. I think a legitimate chance to go 3-0. Commanders, this is the one. If you can't beat Daniel Jones, what are we doing here? I told you yesterday, if they lose this game, I will consider calling for the tank during Monday's radio program. And I'm not backing off of that. I haven't given it a little bit of thought. Another guy who knows Commanders football, loves to talk Commanders football, AWOD of AWOD Radio. He's noon to 3, but he's also on your radio next with me. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Cruising along on a Tuesday morning. Appreciate y'all joining us. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app, the one with the rewind button. If you missed us talking about revenge week for Virginia Tech down in Norfolk, where they still haven't won a game against Old Dominion, or Chunky Blanket Night, an equally important landmark event in the Odyssey calendar every year. Probably the first annual Chunky Blanket Night. That's your journalism student, you know this. First annual, not a phrase. Can't call things the first annual. Have to make it. The official AP rule is you have to be a third one to be annual. Some people say at second you can be annual, but second's fine. But first is not an annual, because a lot of firsts don't become seconds. Not everything's AWOD's football fest. A lot of firsts don't make it to seconds. Thanks to AWOD for dropping on Talking Commanders. Last night, Aaron Rodgers is back. That was the excitement. He made it through an entire professional football game. That's better than he did last year. Here were his thoughts after a loss to the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, it's been a while. I felt great. A lot of gratitude just to be back in pad. So many people helped me get to this spot. So I'm really thankful for, my surgeon, my PTs, my loved ones, my friends, the staff here, training staff to help me get back was really cool. Obviously, wanted to, take a shot and feel, the physicality of it. Once I, threw a couple balls and took a shot, I felt good. Felt like I was into the game.
He was fine, and he'll be fine. Niners are a dang good football team. Aaron Rodgers announced, though, I was worried he wouldn't get enough publicity yesterday, so this is good. Announced before the game that in December he'll be dropping a new Netflix documentary called Enigma, profiling his return from the injury. I'm not Mr. Like all the words have to mean exactly what they mean, but I don't think enigma is the word you're looking for when you release a multi-part Netflix documentary following you around everywhere.
Where's the line, Bob?
It's somewhere in front of enigma. I know that. It's, it's a six-part documentary, all access, about how mysterious and unknowable I am. Ooh. I'm sure he got paid a lot of money for that. The Jayden Daniels one drops today. I got to get home and watch that. That known nationally as the Livy Dunn documentary. Jayden Daniels is the main character in my world. I'll be watching that, of course. We'll report back. Maybe Stubb can watch that as well, give us a movie review on that. Jets coach Robert Saleh said, look, it's a team effort. Aaron Rodgers was fine, but as a team, just was not good enough.
We never really gave him a chance to get into rhythm, defensively, they just, credit to San Francisco. They did a great job running the ball. They were very efficient in the pass game. Even in the second half when we feel like we made some adjustments in the run game and they still were, minus one explosive. Thought we did good in the run game, but, they were really good in the pass game too. They're an elite football team, and I know they were missing Christian, but they still have Debo and Ayuk and Jennings and a really good O-line and a really good quarterback. So, credit to them. They executed a heck of a lot better than we did, and we got to be better.
That's how you know you're a good team, right? Christian McCaffrey could have rushed him back for the game. Instead, we'll give him a week, and we'll let him play, hang out on ice for a week, and give him the chance to get fully better, and we'll just beat the Jets anyway. I don't know if you noticed this, but there were two teams this offseason that the talking heads, of which I am one now, but I didn't say this, two teams that, oh my gosh, there's so many distractions around this team. How will they possibly be good at football this year? One of those teams was, of course, the 49ers. Christian McCaffrey, Brandon Ayuk's holding out. Trent Williams is holding out. Brock Purdy's going to have a contract. He's going to make $65 bajillion next year. What are the Niners going to do? The other team was the Dallas Cowboys, of course. Dak Prescott needs a new contract. CeeDee Lamb needs a new contract. He's disgruntled. Zeke's back. Jerry Jones is yapping. How can anybody focus on football in Dallas? A couple scores for you from week one. San Francisco 32, Jets 19, Cowboys 33, Browns 17. It does appear the two distraction-filled teams did just fine this week. I would note, having good football players seems to be a good recipe for having a good football team, regardless of everything else going on. Throw on Tyreek Hill catching an 80-yard touchdown pass right after being arrested, and it sure seems like talent wins out, even when there's distractions in the building. Let's hear from our guy Brock Purdy on the 49ers offseason.
We've been through a lot as a team, just with signing guys, trying to get guys back, Ricky's situation and Christian, and yeah, there's a lot that goes on. It's the NFL, some crazy stuff can go on, but just our culture, our team, what we stand for and how we all come together and find ways to win and rally around each other. we do it right here. And that's something that I stand on and firmly believe in, and we all do.
It's they take care of business when they need to take care of business. I was impressed by the Eagles. I think Saquon to the Eagles is going to be a heck of an addition this year. It's hard not to see the Niners as NFC favorites after that performance last night against a Jets team that, like, throughout the Aaron Rodgers storyline, that's a Super Bowl caliber defense, and the Niners shredded them. Scored on their first six drives last night, did what they needed to do to take care of business. When you have a team clicking on all cylinders like that in the NFC, where there's not going to be maybe as much competition as the AFC, although that could be turned on its head too. Detroit looked good. Philly looked good. We may have a few good teams in the NFC, whereas in the AFC, the Bengals are obviously off to their slow start that they traditionally do. It's an interesting start to the season, though, when you've got two teams. Those people never be able to focus. They'll never be able to concentrate. And, they were able to put it aside between the lines. And then go right back to bickering with ownership afterward. But the way you get paid in the NFL is production. And no matter how you feel about your contract, if you let it impact your production, it's going to impact your next contract. And those guys took care of business. Niners off to a great start in their title defense. Not down on the Jets. Not sure I love the amount of primetime Jets we're going to get this year relative to how exciting they are, but they get a chance to win their next couple against the Titans and the Patriots. So the Jets can get back on the winning side of the ledger as they roll into... How about this? Titans-Patriots, Broncos-Vikings. Jets could be on their way to 4-0 before they face the Bills in primetime. The Jets-Vikings game, an overseas game. I'm glad we're exporting Aaron Rodgers. Give the world what they want. More Commanders talk coming on the other side. Craig Hoffman and I had a chat yesterday. We'll play that chat. We'll dive into hour number two, New York Yankees media beef, in about an hour. We are not afraid to take on the important topics here. You're listening to MP on the Mic. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. MP on the Mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app. You know all those things. You know Craig Hoffman. You heard from him on the front side of the break. We mentioned Daniel Jones, and Craig mentioned Daniel Jones, and it's worth pulling the numbers because these numbers are jarring. Daniel Jones, a football player, New York Giants quarterback. Daniel Jones, in his career, in games that have not been played against Washington, is 17-37, 17 wins, 37 losses. He's thrown 52 touchdowns and 39 interceptions. That's a bad ratio. His quarterback rating is 84. Daniel Jones, you know where we're headed here. Daniel Jones in games against the Washington football teams. Seven games, completes 70% of his passes, 10 touchdowns, three interceptions, and a rushing touchdown. Passer rating of 89.0. Record of 5-1-1. Those are numbers that, if you extrapolated them, would probably get you in the Hall of Fame and would certainly win you Super Bowls. Daniel Jones has not won any Super Bowls, presumably because he has to play other football teams not named Washington. All of which is to say, there's a lot riding on this on Sunday. I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but for the Washington secondary, you're not going to get a better opportunity all year to get right. For Daniel Jones, though, he's not going to get a better opportunity to save his job and to get himself right. And so that's the push and that's the pull. The movable object meets the stoppable force Sunday at Northwest Field. We'll be there. We'll bring you all the latest from Landover on Monday. I'm nervous both ways, right? I mean, if you're a Giants fan, this could be the last stand for Daniel Jones. That's not great. You thought he was the guy. You gave him a big contract. There's going to be a lot of questions to answer up and down the roster and certainly at the GM position if he turns out to not be the guy. And look, he had an ACL injury last year. He's still recovering from it. And he gets thrown into these make-or-break football games. For Washington, it's make or break for the secondary, and Craig Hoffman and I talked about it, and if I sounded overly despairing, it's because I'm a bit overly despairing on the issue. For sure, I've
I just don't know that this is fixable, and that this is fixable in a short-term way for the Commanders. Emmanuel Forbes is who he is at this juncture. Benjamin St. Juice is who he is. Now, the competition gets easier. That's what we got to figure out. We got to figure out who's going to have hope the rest of the way. And if that sounds overly dramatic, it probably is. But that's about where we're at here. The losing team is going to know that they will not have a matchup that they're favored in until deep into the season when injuries start striking and when teams become who they are. For the Giants, you to go on the march to the end of the year knowing you got to catch a quarterback at the end of the year. You got to find a new one. You had the number six draft pick. You didn't use it on a quarterback. You used it on a wide receiver who you couldn't maximize because you're a quarterback. That's not great. For Washington, you realize, hey, Jaden Daniels will develop. That's a storyline to watch, but they're going to give up 35 every week. The defense is going to be just as bad as it was under Ron Rivera because it's still a lot of the same guys making a lot of the same mistakes, and you got to wait until the offseason and the draft to fix that. By the way, those Daniel Jones stats, I should mention, 5-1-1 is the record. He did not get two opportunities against Washington during that time frame, so very much could be higher. They traded Saquon Barkley. They moved on in a lot of ways. They put their chips behind Daniel Jones, declared it a make or break year for him. It's been far more break than make so far. For Washington, I think you're looking at what can the pass rush do to help out the secondary? What can they do to get home? Can Dorrance Armstrong and Cleveland Farrell be impact players who will give the secondary a chance to be able to maybe play some press coverage, play some different looks that slide in their favor along the way? Those are the things we've got to figure out, and I think we're going to figure out something on Sunday. I think one of the teams is going to leave saying, okay, it's not as bad as we thought it was after week one. Got the bounce back. I think one of these teams is going to leave saying, it's as bad as we thought week one, and it's pretty bleak the rest of the way. Whoever loses is going to be your favorite to be last place in the NFC East. So the stakes are high, or rather the stakes are low, on Sunday at Northwest Field. Now, none of that is to mention Jaden Daniels, who's kind of flown under the radar in all this. And Dan Quinn said yesterday, look, they didn't plan on him running 16 times. It just kind of happened, but he knows that's not sustainable. And I think that's the only correct answer there, right, is, hey, we're going to work on it. At the same time, you got a quarterback whose first instinct is to get moving and run when things don't go well. And I was intrigued by Craig Hoffman's point that a quarterback run is fundamentally different than taking a quarterback hit because you're more prepared for it. I still don't like it at all. And, you know, he said the most impactful hit was the one he took in the pocket. I think it was probably the helmet-to-helmet when he was trying to get down at the end of a run. That's incidental. Those things are going to happen. It's football. It's quirky. But certainly you've got a situation where you've got to try to develop your quarterback on the fly. We watched this happen with Sam Howell last year. It did not go spectacularly. We'll get a chance to watch it again this year. Commanders-Giants, Sunday. We'll be there. We'll bring you inside the locker room on Monday as we did all last year. And we'll see what happens. We'll see who leaves with hope and who leaves with despair. I want to get back to New York in a couple segments, in about half an hour, share some funny stories from the New York Yankees broadcast teams over the past days. You might enjoy that. You might be amused by that. You might not be amused by that. That's up to you. You're the listener. You get to make those decisions. When we come back, I'm going to play some of my chat with John Reed. He hosts the morning show here on WRVA, our all-news station. We chatted about the Richmonder. I don't chat a lot about that around here. So I want to give you the update as best I can, because I don't think I'm going to mention it a bunch around here. It's football season, after all. But we'll carve out a few minutes here from John Reed, his interview with me. We chatted about the Richmonder. You might enjoy it. Stick around. It's 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Thanks for taking the ride with us on a Tuesday morning game week. bounce back game for the Commanders. We talked a lot about that earlier this hour. Grab the Odyssey app. It's got the rewind button. AWOD's probably going to mention it once or twice during his program. No crosstalk today. That one's on me. We'll bring crosstalk. I don't think we have crosstalk tomorrow either, actually. I think I'm 0 for 2 on crosstalks. Thursday and Friday, mark your calendars. There will be crosstalk. It will be good. I'll give AWOD my availability. We'll see if we can line up a time for me to get on later in AWOD Radio. Get back in your ear on the radio dial as this radio day continues. I'd like to finish. We haven't done a ton of baseball recently, and that's because the matchups were really good, then they stopped being good. We're getting to the playoffs. We will do baseball. Don't worry. We will bring back baseball talk. We've got a lot of New York Yankees fans here. I know that. I've always known that. They tell me that on the Odyssey app in Richmond, the second most popular station is FAN, WFAN out of New York, which is obviously the king of the sports talkers. And for a student of sports media like myself, the original show was Mike and the Mad Dog, Mike Francesca and Chris Russo. And Chris Russo, the Mad Dog, has reinvented himself on ESPN as First Take. He's back on MLB Network. He's kind of got his second life after the show. Mike Francesca is still plugging away on New York radio. Now, that's all background. What you need to know is Francesca's re-entry into New York radio without Dog didn't go great. There's a clip of him actually falling asleep during the show once while a caller was talking. That's kind of about where it was. Sometimes you just got to know when to hang him up. Which brings us to New York Yankees media. I know we got a lot of Yankees fans out there. The team's good. We'll talk about the team eventually as we get closer to the playoffs. I love Juan Soto. I respect Aaron Judge. I don't want the Yankees to win ever, but I understand they probably will because they're a good baseball team. That's my stance on the New York Yankees. I find the New York Yankees media infinitely more interesting than the New York Yankees. John Sterling was the radio announcer for many, many years. Yankees win was the signature call. He retired at the start of this year, very abruptly. They had a big ceremony. At his retirement, they gave him a TV, which I thought was very funny. Classy retirement. He's decided he's coming back. He wants to announce the playoffs this year. I think he senses what the Yankees fans sense could be a special year. So he's coming back to the booth to do the playoffs. Mike Francesca has some thoughts about this.
Now, one thing about the Yankees, and you and I both love them, did they not have to bring Sterling back for the postseason, for crying out loud? That's not the right thing to do.
You know what? I think John made a mistake coming back. I thought he had a very good exit. I thought he got treated very well. I think he's making a mistake coming back. I really do. If I was going to give him advice, and he doesn't need advice from me, but I would tell him I think he's making a mistake coming back. Plus, I don't think it's fair to the guys who are doing the games.
They do the games. We got mad at Gary Cohen that one year when he snuck into the Met radio booth.
I don't think it's fair. You know, listen, you know, sooner or later, you got to let somebody else work. I mean, it's just the way it is. You know, I just think it's wrong. He's had his day in the sun. He's had his championships. Let the other kids work. Let the guys work. Let Ricky Ricardo work. Let whoever's doing the game work, you know? Let them all work.
100%. You know? All right.
I don't know that everybody's going to get that joke, but for the people who get that joke out there, that's phenomenal. Mike Francesca telling John Sterling he's got to know when to hang it up is a top five media moment in New York this season. We may have had two top five New York baseball media moments this past week. I know we're in the weeds. Be on the mic, man. You never know what you're going to get around here. It is the box of chocolates, but we threw in some non-chocolates. They taste good. Like I said, that joke will land for a small percentage of people. They will find it hilarious, though. Mike Francesca telling another radio guy it's time to hang it up. Michael Kay does the Yankees games on TV on the YES Network, Yankees and two other words. He was on the road, and his color guy is John Flaherty, and they shared a delightful moment of awkwardness during their broadcast.
Residential neighborhood.
Yeah, and you know, you weren't very talkative on the bus this morning to the field, but as I was driving here, I was thinking it'd be great to get a place that's close. You can walk back and forth. I know you mentioned Don Zimmer living out the apartments out in center field, but I just had a lot of time to think on the team bus today because it was just very quiet.
So you'd rather me be chatty? I wasn't feeling great.
I haven't seen you in a long time, right? You don't work road trips anymore when I'm on the road. So I thought we would catch up, but it quickly was evident that you weren't in the mood. So I gathered my thoughts about how it would be nice to live close to Wrigley, walk back and forth to the park.
Interesting narrative that you're putting together, because I've been told by executives that you prefer to work with Rucco. That's why you two guys are matched up all the time. I mean, that's just what I heard. I don't know if there's any truth to it.
I just put it together that the road trips you don't want to go on, that I end up working with Ryan Rucco because we're willing to work the games on the road.
Ground ball to short, Swanson. Listen, John, I don't make out my schedule. I go where I'm told. I'll be very chatty tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh. How long was that silence? Woo! That was a cripplingly long silence. That made me uncomfortable, and I knew it was coming. Michael Kay, apparently, trouble in paradise in the Yankees television booth. This has been your New York baseball media report. You don't get that everywhere, folks. That is not a thing that every sports talk station in Richmond, Virginia gives you. That's why you come back every day to MP on the mic. Look, I appreciate you guys coming around, indulging the fun we have. We'll talk about something else random tomorrow. We'll also get you ready for Virginia Tech football revenge week against Old Dominion. We may have mentioned the Commanders. Is a big game. Daniel Jones, can't let him run all over you. We'll do all that. We're sending you off to AWOD Radio right now, 3 hours live and local. This has been MP on the Mic. Grab the podcast. If you missed anything, just search MP on the Mic on all major podcast platforms. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.